individuals who live in a way of sin or proof of an unsound heart. To live in any way of sin is evidence against them that they are unconverted. There are only two men in the world, godly or ungodly, saved or unsaved. A Christian man will be a godly man. An unsaved sinner will be ungodly in his course of life. If a man lives in a way of sin, even in the way of little sins, he must know a small leak will sink the biggest ship as well. There is much rebellion in sin. Proverbs 19:16 declares, he that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. Little sins as well as big sins despise God and transgress his holy law, for sin is the transgression of the law. To claim Christianity and live in a way of sin is to show evidence of a false profession. Many mistake church membership for salvation and remain unchanged individuals. A profession of religion and a course of sin is proof of a unsound heart, even if you are the chairman of the deacons. A man who makes a profession for Jesus but contradicts it in his daily conversation is a fraud and a hypocrite. I'll never forget the elder in the church who could pray the most heavenly prayers in the house of God, but the same man at his workplace talked like the devil. I met him one day for business, and I was shocked by his filthy mouth. At first, I thought I had misheard him speak, but over and over again, he peppered his speech with one obscenity after another. That church elder was an angel in the church, but a devil at work. The Word of God is very plain in Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. In today's modern church, holiness has been tossed out the window, but only a godly man is a saved man, for a true born-again man will live in a way of obedience. Psalm 119:1-3 declares, blessed are the undefiled in the way that walk in the way of the Lord. They also do no iniquity. For to walk in the way of the Lord is the opposite of walking in the course of sin. A saved man is a godly man, as Luke 1:6 describes. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. A born-again man is a godly man, for men who live in a way of disobedience are not born of God. 1 John 3:9 declares, he that is born of God sinneth not. But men who live in the way of disobedience are the servants of sin. So says John 8:34, he that committeth sin is the servant of sin. An unregenerate man is like a hog in his mire, and he'll stay in his slop and wallow there because he is in love with his sins. But a saved man is a godly man who loves God and lives a God-centered life unto God and His glory. But those who live in the ways of sin are hypocrites, for all such will be rejected in the day of judgment. In Matthew 7:23, we hear the words of Christ to such, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. If men live in a way of disobedience, they do not love God, for love will make men keep God's commands. Herein is love, that we keep His commands, and His commands are not grievous. But to those who have made a profession of faith, but whose lives have not been changed, they are not Christ's sheep, for His sheep hear His voice. a course of external sin is evidence of a unsound heart. Sam Jones, the great evangelist, used to say that salvation was quitting your meanness. If that's true, then how come so many church members are as mean as snakes? How can you be mean to your family and still call yourself a Christian? Some contend that the covenant of grace was not established based on conditions. They conclude that no person can be held accountable to any moral law. It is only required of them that they believe. Then they can live as they please and sin all they want to. But these antinomians are deceived, for no matter how you slice it, friend, a course of sin is evidence of hypocrisy, and these good church members are but lawbreakers who transgress God's law in presumptuous and willful sin. Men find fault with me, and some ministers fight against me and call me a false prophet who teaches heresy because he preaches holy living. But only an ungodly man would cry against holiness. God says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Ungodly men have great hopes that they are saved and on their way to heaven, but they hold promises that do not belong to them, for there are only two sorts of professors, saved and unsaved, godly and ungodly, the wheat or chaff, the wise or foolish. A foundation will either be rock or sand. Evidence of hypocrisy will be revealed at the final judgment. Evidence of hypocrisy will be made plain by an ungodly life in a course of sin. A man is either godly or ungodly. There is no such thing as in between. You are either converted or unconverted, saved or unsaved, godly or ungodly. A course of sin will damn you for sure. Many mistake church membership for salvation and are yet not washed from their filthiness. The trouble with people today is they have no fear of a holy God, and they can say they are saved and still sin all they want to, but they are greatly deceived, for a day is fast approaching that will pull their rotten rug right out from under them, for they will be rejected in the day of judgment, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not his gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Listen, friend, I was an unconverted church member for years. I know what I'm talking about. I was baptized, but I was deceived. I was just a baptized hog, still in my mire. I was on my way to hell in a course of sin. How about you, friend? Are you in a hog walla of sin? Are you an unsaved deacon or an unsaved elder? Are you an unregenerate pastor? Are you righteous in your own eyes, yet unwashed still, as those spoken of in Proverbs? But there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Are you a filthy sinner still in your wall of sin? You must be washed in Christ's blood. Get to Christ, friend, for remission of sins. He is your only hope. I know I am a sinner, and I need a substitute for sin. I must get to Christ and own him as my Savior and Lord. And my only hope is when Christ's life is laid down and applied to me. How about you? Listen to me, friend. Living in a way of sin will bite you in the end. To die in your sins outside the blood of Christ is to be forever damned in outer darkness for all eternity. Maybe God, in His mercy, will flash hellfire on your soul as I speak. Maybe the terrors of His broken law will thunder in your ears and awaken you to your great danger. Maybe He will show you grace and open your eyes and show you where you are going, that you are heading for the horrors of a burning hell. Maybe He will show you mercy and open your ears so you can hear the shrieks and the cries of the damned, that you will get a whiff of the smell of sulfur as it ascends from that bottomless pit. Godly or ungodly, heaven or hell, Jesus declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And Jesus has only one thing to say to those who professed Him with their lips but denied Him with the course of their life. Depart from me, ye who work iniquity. A way of sin will bite you in the end, as sure as the sun will come up tomorrow. Men need pardon from sin. Forgiveness of sin is found only in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the only remedy and refuge for sin. You must get your sins washed in His blood, friend. Friend, you need pardon from sin. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and toward God, for He will abundantly pardon. Repent before it's too late.